is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, February 5th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. As you know what? I want to have a discussion about crime. I want to have a discussion about a crisis that we are facing in the Bahamas, but I want to have a different viewpoint. I have the United, everything escapes me.
Israel United.
Israel.
Yeah, go ahead. Good. Israel United in Christ.
Yes. Group with me. And every so often they come here and we have a conversation about the future and their reflection or religion and purpose and calling, particularly of black men. Right? In the Bahamas, we have a crisis with black men, it seems. Because white Bahamians ain't killing each other.
You see that?
I mean, here in the Bahamas. I'm not sure what's happening in the United States, but here in the Bahamas.
Right.
White Bahamians aren't killing each other.
I'm glad you said that.
And I'm seeing that white Bahamians ain't killing black Bahamians either. So something about us. And I want to know, because I have Captain Lemuel Israel with me.
Kimuel.
Yeah. I'm calling everything wrong with him. But you know what I'm talking about. Right. I have the captain. I'm calling him the captain. I have the captain with me, right? And I want him to basically see if anything is biblically referenced as to what is happening to us as black people, right? I want to challenge him because the captain said they're chosen people. They're special people. These are chosen people of God. And I said, I ain't sure if black people chosen, because if we was chosen, we wouldn't be doing this to ourselves. So I want captain and the group, yes, by extension, why are we chosen to be doing this to ourselves?
Okay.
How can we get out of this, what is happening here? And why is this, what is happening throughout the entire Caribbean? And even, I'll go, because I know you're from the United States of America, even in the United States, about the black people there. Something about you all, let's say I separate myself because I look different, because I am not violent in nature. Something about you all is violent.
And I need something about us is
something
violent.
Something about you all violent? You all killing people? You all and you all
again? We're going to have to dispel that.
I need you to see that. Something. But go ahead, Captain Lewell. Okay. Kimuel.
All right. First of all, I am Captain Kimuel. I've got Officer Jeraham with me. We are from the United States. We represent Israel United in Christ. All right. Israel United in Christ is a nonviolent Bible-based movement. We were started in 2003 by Bishop Nathaniel. I'm going to say that again.
I want you to say that again because you all are characterized as being a violent group. By
we are characterized as
okay,
being
just saying. Go ahead. Continue. Right. I'm sorry, but Captain.
We are a nonviolent Bible-based movement. And the reason we're characterized by that is because, give me Job 9:24. I'm a reference. You know.
I know your Bible. I'm used to y'all reading the Bible. But right. Every so often I can pause you because I want you to explain.
We're going to explain it.
You say you're nonviolent, but y'all are known as being, for lack of a better word, and forgive me, just Americans.
Right.
Who describe you all as this, especially the white Americans.
Right.
They
right.
Call
right.
You all
especially
a,
who?
They say you all are a terrorist. You all are a black terrorist group who are anti-white, right, anti-Jewish. And I want to delve in that, but I still want to make it be local in terms of why we are going through this crisis amongst
right,
black people.
Right, because we got to deal with what's going on right here in the Bahamas. Right. Exactly. Read that.
Job chapter 9, verse 24.
Uh-huh.
The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof.
We are the judges of the earth. The Bible says the earth is given into the hands of the wicked, and he covers us. How does he cover us? Well, he's changed the image of our God to a white God that you cannot find written anywhere in the Bible. He's changed the images of the prophets, the angels, right? Read on.
If not, where and who is he?
If not, who did this? Who's the one that's locking us up in the prison houses and not letting us go? Who's the one that's robbed us of our identity? Right. If not, where and who is he? Now, you say that we are classified as a violent group. I want you to get that in Isaiah chapter 41, I think it's 21, produce your cause. Because the reason we're asking this is because, yes, and we are on list as being even more violent than the KKK.
Yes, right. I see that you're on a list there, by the way.
Yes, but history has proven, has shown us the violence that the KKK has exacted against our people. But what violence can you show that the Israelites, the men in purple and gold, have displayed on the earth? Read that.
Isaiah chapter 41, verse 21. Produce your cause, says the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, says the King of Jacob.
Is that it on that?
Yep.
So it says produce your cause. So we see that. We see the rhetoric, right? We see the blasphemies. But where's the proof? CA?
I listening. Where's the proof? Tell me.
Where's the proof? There is none.
There is no proof.
There is no proof.
I mean, Cap, they also they list us number three.
They list us number three.
And then KKK, I believe, down at the bottom at number.
See, I can pause you there. I want to pause you there just because I want to put it on my record here so we can use this in the archives. Right. The Israel United in Christ, you're saying, are listed as number three as hate groups in the United States.
Yes.
Correct. And who is, because it has to be a top five, who is above you?
You gonna look that up?
I'm gonna look this up.
This one, I want this on record because, like I said, y'all seem so organized like a military, right?
You've asked that before.
Yes, I mean, y'all march. Y'all seem to be almost in fatigues, right? Battle gear, big boots.
Get that in, right? Isaiah.
I mean, big boots. Sorry, right, what it is, right? And I want to know if that's the answer for us as black people to be some kind of military group to get discipline. Is that what we're looking for? Perhaps that's why we're joining gangs. This might be an alternative. Or is it that the alternative, which is you, is still combative that it cannot work in mainstream Bahamas?
Well, when you say the alternative, which is us, you don't have to join with us, per se. All right? The Lord is using us to be that light in a dark place. Okay? But you must repent as Israelites and come back to keeping God's commandments. One of the things that our people lack is discipline. All right? Matter of fact, give me that in Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1 about the Holy Spirit of discipline. Because you'll hear a lot of our people say, they've got the Spirit of the Lord.
So right?
Holy Spirit.
Is it that what we're lacking? Perhaps the inner city youth, black youth, is lacking discipline?
Our people in general. Not just the youth. The youth learn from who? From their elders. They learned they're undisciplined just like their elders. Yeah, read that.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5. Mm-hmm. For the Holy Spirit of discipline.
Hey, read that strong.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5.
Uh-huh.
For the Holy Spirit of discipline.
Discipline is a Holy Spirit. Discipline is a Spirit of God. Christ showed discipline because he was obedient all the way even unto death. Read it again.
For the Holy Spirit of discipline
will
flee deceit and remove from thoughts that are without understanding.
And will remove from thoughts that are without understanding. So we need our people to understand we as a people have to be disciplined. Yes.
Captain Cameron, your group, Israel United in Christ, have been moving throughout the Caribbean. You branched from the United States now and almost every Caribbean nation you're at, right? You walk the highways and the byways of the inner city.
Yes.
You see the inner city issues that our people, when I call it our people, I mean black people are going through. You hear the cries, the pain that black men are going through. Have you reached out to our Royal Bahamas Police Force, our civic groups? Because you know you have connections to the United States. You say, hey, I have resources. I can help you all here. With my organization's discipline, our thirst for God, our connection to origin, to chosen people. Have you yet reached out to our leaders and say, man, y'all need help, and I think we are the help?
Hey, that is an excellent question, which will segue me into this. Yesterday, we had a youth violence seminar. And where were you, CA? We missed you. You could have been there to speak.
Right. To work. Help me to work. But go ahead. I still bonded on our plantation. But go ahead.
So we had a lot of members, including the police that were there. Yes, absolutely. And they got to speak and give their solutions that they have. We had a lot of the community activists, other pastors that came out. They spoke.
You had Bohemian pastors over there?
We had pastors. Yep. Yes.
And they listened to you all?
They actually spoke. And then yes, they had to listen.
Okay, go ahead.
And they gave the solutions that they have learned, okay, that they know. But what we've seen the evidence of is that the real solutions have not been on the earth today and have not been in the inner cities of Nassau, because you see the violence escalating. But it starts somewhere. You don't just decide one day to pick up a gun. Right. You're not born to be a gangster. OK, that's not what the Lord purposed us for. So that's learned behavior. So we have to go back and we have to examine our parents, our households. Right. I want you to read something right quick. Give me that in Jeremiah chapter 2 and 21, because the Lord did not design us to be a nation of thugs and gangsters. All right. Let's read that.
You said Jeremiah?
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 21.
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 21. Yet I had planted thee a noble vine.
You see that? The Lord made us noble. Lord, noble is honorable, high moral standards. He said, this is what I created you for. Go ahead.
Holy, a right seed.
Mm-hmm.
How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant?
How have we become a degenerate plant? You know, a degenerate is good for nothing. Mm-hmm. Unholy. Unrighteous, no moral values. How did we become that, CA? The Bible actually gives us the answer. Why are our pastors not giving the solution, CA?
I see we have a caller here, someone who wants to engage with
this. Yes,
you put
yes.
On the earphones, right? But I want to ask you this. Your group is growing inside the Bahamas. I see your numbers are slowly swelling. Bahamian inner city youth are joining your numbers. What are you telling our youths to have them say, man, I want to be a part of you all? And I'll go as far to say as a number of them I would call at-risk youth are no longer at risk. They're on the side of the road now preaching. Mm-hmm. They're using the Bible. Mm-hmm. They're selling water. I see y'all selling water, right?
Yes, yes.
What you telling these people to get them to say, man, I ain't throwing no rocks and balls. I ain't shooting no people no more. I ain't stabbing people anymore. And I'm going to join this Israel United in Christ. What are you telling them?
What you're seeing is Bible prophecy. All right. We're just bringing out the word. Give me that in Matthew 5. I think it's verse 3. But what we're telling them is that just like what we read, the Lord planted us a noble vine. You are greater. You are better than what you're portraying right now on the streets. Read that.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 3.
Uh-huh.
Blessed are the poor in spirit,
mm-hmm.
for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh.
Blessed are they that mourn.
I want the hunger and thirst. Hunger
verse
and
six.
Thirst.
Verse yep. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness.
We have a lot of people that are, I don't want to be a gangster. I didn't choose this life. This is not what I want to be. It's contrary to my spirit, but I don't have examples. So what we're showing is a better example, CA. That's what we're showing.
So you're going out through the entire African diaspora.
Yes.
You've been brought it now from the Caribbean now. Because mm-hmm. you're even now in Africa. I'd be following y'all every so often and say, okay, I see y'all now. They're now. I see these people, they're working hard, right? For lack of wording, what is your agenda? What is the agenda of the Israel United in Christ. Because, I see the movement growing, right? I know we in the Bahamas, as black inner city men, are at risk. Mm-hmm. I see that is your target audience, men that are at risk. And you go in there and preaching to them and converting them to believe what you believe. But I still want to know, what is your agenda?
Get that, go forth into all nations. So, now you keep saying black, and...
Are you all white people in your group?
No.
Oh, see? That's black.
Black, that's Hispanic.
They're just
black, Hispanic. Black and brown people. Let's just say it that way.
Yeah.
Black and brown people.
They come
people
from Africa, too.
The diaspora.
They're just different tunes.
But we have to say that. Because, you know, some of our people will think, well, why do you have Hispanic people in your organization?
I understand.
Okay.
So I'd say black and brown.
Yes, black and brown.
You don't have any Indian people?
Yes.
I mean, when I say Indian, not Indians.
We are in the diaspora in India. Right. They're called Sidis. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. We have Israelites in India.
In Japan.
And Japan. We are scattered all over the four corners of the earth.
Okay.
So read that.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, mm-hmm. baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
So that's the mission, the great commission that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he said, go forth into all nations. Now, why are we going into all nations? Read that.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 27. Mm-hmm. And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathens, whether the Lord shall lead thee.
Because we were scattered into all nations. That's why we got to go back into all nations. So, CA, that's why you see us throughout the Caribbean. You see us spread out throughout the four corners of the earth. And you said we had a call?
No, the person hung up. So what I do is I'll interject you interrupt you when they're, because I guess they wanted to listen to what you were saying. Yes. But go ahead.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring a point about the youth violence you mentioned earlier, because you asked about what are we doing, a solution. Understand the people are coming in outside of the scriptures. They actually see boots on the ground, like how you are witnessing, CA. Like you're seeing us in Africa. You're seeing us in the streets. And they are seeing us actually making our first youth violence mm-hmm. in Ingleston. So we had Glynis Hannah-Martin, the Minister of Education there, and Minister of Science as well. We also had a few other speakers, Carlos Reed, communist activist.
You get the big-time behemoths to come to your rally?
And the pastor we also had was one of the top pastors in the island.
Apostle Higgins.
You get
Henry Higgins. So we had some speakers that come out there, and the crime assistant superintendent, Mikhail Pinder.
Okay.
So we had officials, to answer your question, we are dealing with the local authorities and the ministers so we can go ahead and bring solutions to the island. I just wanted to shout them out because they actually
I wondered, I'm bait the captain, right? Mm-hmm. And forgive me for this, captain, because the Texas said it. It's not me. But I know you can answer any questions, you know? Let me see what it is. Great show as usual, CA. I will say something because it has to be said. This group is a cult.
Okay.
What do you say about that? They people. See, I get a caller here. Do you want to answer that? Do you want to go to the caller?
We always hear that.
Yeah.
Tell them, show the proof.
Right. So you had a text. Show the proof that they are a cult. Let's produce. Let's patch the caller through so we can engage the Captain Cameron. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
To you, gentlemen.
I can hear now.
I would like the opinion of the gentlemen in the studio. The Bible talks about a chosen people.
Yes.
And I'm of the opinion that the Israelites, those people who are now fighting Hamas and those are the chosen people. But is that correct, or is it another group of people who are scattered that are chosen?
That's a very excellent question. I just want to repeat it back to make sure I understand. You said the people that are fighting Hamas right now, are they the chosen people? Is that correct?
Or are there another group? Is there another group of persons who the Bible is referring to as being chosen? I mean, even though the whole idea of being chosen is prejudice to me, but I don't know how a God could choose other people over other people. But that's another question.
Okay.
Who are these chosen people?
All right. So you know, I can answer both of them right quick. I'm just going to give you a couple of scriptures. There's a plethora, okay, of scriptures, but I'm just going to give you two. First, we're going to start at Revelation chapter 2 and 9, okay?
Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9. Mm-hmm. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty.
So stop right there. So this is Christ speaking. He says, I know thy works, thy tribulation, and poverty. A nation that can have a defense system, they call it the Iron Shield or the Iron Dome, that's not an impoverished nation. They've got a military. Mm-hmm. That is not an impoverished nation. A nation that can control what you watch, what you hear on the media is not an impoverished nation. Go ahead.
And I know the blasphemy of
the lies.
Them,
go ahead.
Which say they are Jews.
So now, are black and brown people walking around the earth? And I'm not talking about us because we are now waking up to our nationality. As a whole, are black and brown people walking around the earth calling themselves Jews? Absolutely not. Go ahead.
And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews uh-huh. and are not.
What did Christ say?
But are the synagogue of Satan.
He said they're the synagogue of Satan. Now, let's go to the book of Ezekiel where they parted God's land. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you a little history that you can go read about the Balfour Declaration. You can go back and you can read about the partition plan, and you can go back in history and see that what we're about to read actually occurred in 1948. Let's read that.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 35 and verse 10.
No, 36.
36 and verse
5. Let's just get straight to the point. Yeah.
Therefore, thus says the Lord God, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen mm-hmm. and against all Idumea, which have appointed my land into their possession with the joy of their heart mm-hmm. and despiteful minds to cast it out for a prey.
So they appointed God's land into their possession in 1948. Now, you said, or could it be another people? I'm going to show you how we identify that we are the Israelites today. I want you to go to Deuteronomy 1 and 1, and then we're going to jump and we're going to read two curses. For sake of time, yes. We can't go through the whole book of Deuteronomy.
And Carl, you could call back and I let Captain respond to you. I saw your flash, but he was in the middle of reading something, so forgive me. Go ahead and call right now, and then I'll let him know when you call him. Go ahead.
Just read 1 and 1.
Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 1. Uh-huh. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel.
Unto who?
All Israel.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 28. I just want to give you two curses and see if we identify with this. Jump down to verse 48.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 48. Mm-hmm. Therefore shalt thou serve thy enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee.
All the things that we lack, all the things that we cannot produce for ourselves, we have to serve our enemies for. Again, we started off by saying when we read Revelations 2 and 9, this is not an impoverished nation that can defend themselves with a military. The impoverished nation is the nation that has to go to their oppressors for everything. 68. This one will hammer home the thought of who the real Jews are. Remember Deuteronomy 1 and 1, Moses was speaking to the Israelites. Go ahead.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships.
When you read Exodus 20 and 2, Egypt is synonymous with bondage. So he would bring us into bondage on ships. Go ahead.
By the way whereof I spake unto thee, uh-huh. thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies.
Oxen blots, go ahead.
For bondmen.
Slave men.
And bondwomen.
Slave women.
And no man shall buy them.
And no one will be able to buy us, redeem us out of our condition, even to this very day.
So you'd explain who's the chosen people. And I accept that. I accept that. So let's bring in whom one. I want to ask two sets of questions, quick answers for the captain, right? Yes, sir. Your parents. One, why purple? That's one. Two, all of the men seem to have beards.
Beards?
Beards.
Okay.
Facial hair.
You get the
purple. I want to know, is this a look for the chosen people, or this is just by coincidence that all y'all seem to look to see him?
He's going
to
get the purple.
Okay. And while she's looking for that, I have this next question. Says, the CA, the family structure is important when looking to change society. Does your guest believe in polygamy or monogamy? I want to know if, put that also into that answer. They want to know you. They want to understand the organization, the religion in general, mm-hmm. and see of What can they adopt? Are you all a polygamous or a monogamous type people? So those three questions, if you can answer that, please.
All right.
One or two more texts.
Who's getting the beard first?
Okay. I'll get the beard and we'll get the purple. Leviticus 19. 1927. Yep. Oh, you got the purple? Yeah, get the purple. Go ahead.
All right. Go ahead with the purple. Let's answer that then.
Matthew chapter 27 and verse 28.
This is the answer to the question concerning the purple. Read that.
And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe.
A what?
A scarlet robe.
So our leadership, our bishop, Bishop Nathaniel, read that and it inspired him to see, because of the mocking of Christ, our King, our Savior. Read on.
And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head.
Uh-huh.
And a reed in his right hand.
Uh-huh.
And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him,
uh-huh,
saying, Hail, King of the Jews.
Hail, King of the Jews. Where's the part where they put purple on him? Give me that in John. It's in John.
Mm-hmm.
It's in John. I believe in John.
John 19.
Yep. Read that. John 19.
Two. Read that.
John chapter 19, verse 2.
So understand, they put the thorn of thorns on his head. This is also what they did. This is why we're going to another gospel to prove it. Read.
And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns,
uh-huh,
and put it on his head.
Read.
And they put on him a purple robe.
A what?
A purple robe.
So they mocked the king. So if you know ancient, back in the days, purple was considered royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Only the high and the elites wear these colors. Purple, scarlet, purple linen. These were for the elites and the rich. People who was a poor stature never wear purple. So they said, if you claiming to be the King of the Jews, Jesus Christ, here, they stripped his clothes off and put on purple robe on him, and they also put a crown of thorn on his head to mock him. Read on.
And said, Hail, King of the Jews.
He said what?
Hail, King of the Jews.
These were the Roman soldiers mocking our king, the black Messiah, Jesus Christ. They say, Hail, King of the Jews, mocking him. Read on.
And they smote him with their hands. They
punched him in the face. And that's it. Okay, they punched him in the face and they mocked him. So I want you to understand, when our leadership, Bishop Nathaniel, read that, it inspired him to say, you know what? We're going to wear purple. Because we're mocking the elites right back in their face and putting on purple.
So what would this bearded face?
I didn't hear you.
This bearded face.
All right, you got that?
Yes, sir.
Read the law on the beard.
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 27. Ye shall not round the corners of your heads, neither shalt thou mar the corners of thy beard.
What is this?
What word is more?
Read it again.
Read it in Leviticus 21 and 5. Right. Make it plain for the
Leviticus
people.
Leviticus chapter 21, verse 5.
Uh-huh.
They shall not make baldness upon their head,
mm-hmm,
neither shall they shave off the corner of their beard.
So we're not supposed to bald our heads nor shave our beards. And I'm going to tell you, you see, I'm forehead bald.
Yes.
See, mm-hmm. And when I was younger, before I understood this, mm-hmm, you know, I used to shave my head, wear the goatee. You know, I wanted to look sexy when I went to the club, you know.
Right.
No, but now I've repented, you know, and I accept how God has made me.
So you sincerely believe that you're the chosen people of the Bible?
But we know it. 100%. Now we believe, we know it without a shadow of a doubt. And we prove it by every question that you ask through the scriptures.
Okay. I want to ask your audience a question. Because the burden of
proof. Talk directly to Mike. Go ahead.
The burden of proof is on the audience, not really us, because they're gainsaying what we're saying. So our question to you guys is, prove to us that Jesus Christ is Caucasian. Prove to us that the people that claim they're the people of the book are there for the people of the book. Because what Captain Kim Yuhl just read in Revelations 2 and 9, it goes against the mass majority belief system, which is the Jews are those people in Jerusalem today. But now you got to show us that scripturally.
So you're the third religion. Am I using the right term, religion?
No.
Because I know you.
No.
Correct me. Because I remember you said that something last time. That's why I paused. But I want to ask my question and throw the word, right? Where
it's like, yes, so, yes.
It's not religion. It's the third organization.
No. We are waking up to our identity,
right,
as the Israelites.
Group of people.
Is yes. A nation of people.
A nation of people.
Yes.
Who believe that Christ was black? Why Christ being black is so important?
Why is it so important?
It could have been Asian. Christ could be Asian. No.
If the color of Christ wasn't important, why was it changed? right. from what the Bible says.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. But I have that scripture to read when we come back, right? Anyone who is interested in engaging the captain, that's Captain Kemuel Israel. And I find that everybody in your organization, your nation, have that Israel last name. I'm noticing trends. I want to know why you're called Israel, that up right? Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I want you to answer that on the next end. And then also, how do people get in contact with you? If
yes, sir.
People here say, man, I like what you said. And I want to engage and learn more about this. How can they contact you? But have that on the next side of this break. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I have the organization Israel United in Christ. It's a nation. It's a nation of black and brown. So including everybody.
Organization
of black and brown people. Who they say they're the chosen people. They're trying to convince me. Right? But they believe in a black Messiah. And I say I'm going to challenge them. I'm going to challenge them, especially dealing with Bahamians. In regards to how do we save this inner city youth? What is needed to save this inner city youth? They're saying that they're engaging our authorities now, they're engaging our ministers now, and they are partnering with them to give them hope. And I appreciate that. But anyway, we'll be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy? Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I have Captain Kemuel Israel with me, who is a captain in the Israel United in Christ organization. They're an organization out of the United States where their bishop, Nathaniel, is the bishop, and they are now spreading their wings throughout the entire black and brown diaspora, actually. They are in almost every Caribbean nation. They are on the continent of Africa, and they are growing. They say they're the chosen people, and they worship a black Messiah, and they believe that this book called the Bible is about them. It's the history book about them and their salvation, their redemption in general. And I'm talking about the Bahamas. I say that we are going through a bad spot, issues with inner city youth, but I find that when we are dealing with our issues, and I haven't forgotten the question about why your last name is Israel, right? But when we are dealing with issues, we seem to be dealing with the symptoms, right?
Right.
We know that we help some poor people, so we give them some food.
Mm-hmm.
We know that some people need education and opportunity, so we give them access to education. Mm-hmm. But the overarching problem dealing with black and brown people seems to still be there. Right. Because what we're going through now in 2024... we went through again in 2017.
Mm. Okay.
It doesn't seem like we're solving it because I assume that in the 7 odd years, right, mm-hmm. we won't be dealing with this no more.
Right.
But it seems to be recurring that we're dealing with it again. And I assume the next 7 years again, we'll be dealing with it again. You have any advice on what we can do to change this?
Well, the Bible has the solutions. I do want to read this first. Give me that in 1 Corinthians 4:9 because I want to dispel the myth of the religions, but then I want to segue that into how our pastors have failed us. And then I'm going to answer your question about our names, Israel. Go ahead.
First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
For I think that God hath set forth us the apostles last.
No, religion last.
The apostles last.
The apostles last. Go ahead.
As it were appointed to death.
Mm-hmm.
For we are made a spectacle unto the world.
You see, they see us in purple.
Right.
Right. And they say, oh, who is this hate group?
Mm-hmm. Who is that cult?
Who is that cult with no proof? Mm-hmm. We are made a spectacle unto the world. Go ahead.
For we are made a spectacle unto the world and to angels and to men who are fools for Christ's sake.
We are fools for Christ's sake. We're not fools because we understand what the Bible says about our condition, about our people, and about salvation. But other people account us as fools because we sit there on the street corners and read the Bible and we believe. Because that's what the Lord said, that his word is going to be the one that heals. Okay? Not what we think. All right? Now, I want you to get that in Jeremiah 23, 22. This is what our pastors should have been teaching us. And then there wouldn't be so much murder and crime, okay, in Bahamas. We got to fix the inside.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 22. But if they had stood in my counsel, and had caused my people to hear my word.
This is how you know it's speaking to the pastors. Read that part again.
But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words.
Go ahead.
Then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doing.
So we don't get up and preach sermons. We go, thus saith the Lord. We don't care about your testimony. God doesn't care about our testimony. We have to learn the testimony of Christ. Go ahead.
I have texters who say, but it's good to hear black men, black and brown men, who are able to read. Right? We're celebrating that. That's actually the texter said, man. Y'all read passionately, and that's something that they are very impressed with. Is there a seminary school? Like, how come you're so versed that... you are able to just say, hey, go to this scripture, go to that verse, just by listening to the particular conversation. Where can other black, brown, bohemian go to get access to this knowledge? When they say study and show yourself approved type knowledge.
Great. As Captain get a precept to explain, I just want to give the audience the school location. We are located at East Street and All Purpose Way, right next to...
Wait, do you all have a school here?
Of course. I'm going to give you a reference to address and the contact information. We've been here over, 7 years? We had school here. So we are located in East Street and All Purpose Way, right next to the Teachers Credit Union and National Health Insurance Building. Phone number is 823-8907 or 676-991. I'm going to repeat the numbers again. 823-8907 or you can contact us at 676-991. 9911. All right.
Forgive me, Captain. This is school and a cemetery, or this is school and a church? Is this a place of worship? Is this a place of knowledge? What all is it?
Get that. Get that in Ezekiel 11:16. I'm going to show you what it is.
Yeah, you need to tell me what it is.
I
mean, I know if I show it up, but I want to know when I do show up, right? I want to know what to expect. I have a text, as you say, Nuri, then. They ain't answered the question about polygamy and monogamy yet. I said they might be dodging it, but I still asked the question.
So let me see, caller. I did ask the question.
We have not dodged the question yet. Okay. But go ahead. Let's answer your question first about what we are. Go ahead. What we have.
Ezekiel chapter 11 verse 16. Mm-hmm. Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, although I have cast them far off among the heathen. And although I have scattered them among the countries.
Because we read how we are the children of the diaspora, which you know. Go ahead.
Yet I will be to them as a little sanctuary.
A little what?
A little sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
And the countries where they shall come.
That's what we have. We have sanctuaries. We have safe places. Places where you can not only come and worship, but grow your spiritual understanding of who you are and what God requires of you. That's what we never got in the Christian churches. And you best believe we've all been in the Christian churches. Our mothers, our grandmothers, they led us in the Christian churches. And we never learned this.
I brought your organization up before with another African-inspired organization, African-inspired church, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what you are or what you are not.
Mm-hmm.
And the conclusion is, they question whether you preach salvation, preach atonement, preach reconciliation with God. Is that exist inside the organization, that you could be born again? You know, the purpose of life is to be reconnected with God. And absolutely, they want to know that. We hear you speaking rituals and beliefs, mm-hmm, but what about the salvation?
So, in which order would you like? Because now you've got me like with four questions.
I have so much different questions. So, look at me. I'll be quiet and just go run through all of that.
Okay, go. Let's hold on. Hold that thought. Give me Joel, because you asked about, we want to show you the spirit. Why we don't go to seminary schools, but how can we speak like this? Let's get that. Joel 2:27, and we're going to read down to 29. Let's read real quick, because we're getting short on time. Right.
Joel chapter 2, verse 27.
Uh-huh.
And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else.
So our God, the true living God that created the heavens and earth, he's only our God and none else. That's for your listener that says God sounds prejudiced. Right. He is. Read on.
And my people,
uh-huh,
shall never be ashamed.
Read.
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Uh-huh. That all flesh is the Israelites, who was answered in the previous verse. Go ahead.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Mm-hmm.
Your old men shall dream dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Your young men shall see visions.
So it's only of the Spirit of the Lord we're able to do these things. Let's get to polygamy.
Okay, Matthew chapter 19 and verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, saying unto him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?
Uh-huh.
And he answered and said unto them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, for this cause shall man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife.
Right.
And they twain shall be one flesh.
It said wife. It didn't say wives. Mm-hmm. So we believe in one wife.
Right. Why are your women invisible? Mind you, I've seen you all on the side, and you all have pretty attractive women, but they ain't coming out to none of the organization thing.
If you would have been y'all, there yesterday, you would have seen them.
You all keep them separate from us to say, well, at least they have attractive women. You all selfish with your women. I'm just saying. I'm not saying out advertised. I'm just saying that no one see them.
If you would have been at the youth violence seminar yesterday, you would have seen them. They were there. And I'm not going to say on display, because we're not putting them on display like that.
I just want to make sure they exist. You have women in this organization.
Yes, we do have. We have families, and we're about building families. We have single women, but we're not giving them to niggas.
Right.
You got to come in and you got to clean yourself up.
Got to get converted.
If you want one of these righteous women, you got to clean yourself up.
Nothing wrong with that.
Give me Isaiah 44 and 5. He asked about our names.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 44 and verse 5. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob.
Uh-huh.
And another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord and surname himself by the name of Israel.
So the Lord knew there would come a time.
Look at you.
When we would come back, mm-hmm, to our true nationality. That's why we say we are not a religion. Our true nationality, and we would start to surname ourselves, get that oppressor's name up off of us, and be renamed back to our God of Israel.
That's right.
Do y'all go and do it like legally and change it?
Yes, legally.
Or y'all change your name yet, or you're in the process? You're in the process, or it's still changed already, or you're in process?
Yeah. I call myself by the name of Israel.
Yeah, but you're in the process. Yeah, no problem. I know. Let me get this caller.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
And then we still got to answer the salvation.
Yes, right. Definitely.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. You're engaging the captain, Captain Campbell. No, hold on. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Hello, I'm on.
Yeah, you're on now.
Yeah, morning. I just want to ask on the people from the Israelite thing one or two questions quickly. Why is it that you all choose to ignore the fact that Emperor Haile Selassie I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords in 1930, seeing that the King of Kings is such an important title when it comes to these Christianity doctrines? Why is it that you all ignore an actual King of Kings, or the only place in the world where you can find an actual King of Kings? Why do you ignore Haile Selassie? That's the one question I want to ask you. The other question I want to ask is, where in the world. Do you all get that formula from to figure out which tribe is which tribe? That's what I want to. I want you to make me understand where you all get that from. Like, what make you all? You know what I mean? Like, I sure ain't got to repeat that question. I want to know what it is that what formula you all use to determine the tribes.
Okay.
All right.
I'll ask them that.
And my last point I want to make is this: when it comes to individuals who are trotted down because of their beliefs or because of the lifestyle that they choose, there's none that carry a heavier burden than Rastafari or those who follow him. You understand? So don't you try to make it seem as if you're all having some kind of persecution in your little funny, happy-go-long religion. All right?
Can I ask him one question? Why is it that you all ignore
the King of Kings, which is a reality, and I want to know where you all get that formula from to choose and say which tribe is which tribe.
Brother, hold on, don't hang up yet. Can you hear me? Don't hang up yet, right? Is he still on, producer? No? He's gone?
He did like the typical Christian and the typical Haile Selassie prophet or follower that comes to and asks the same questions. And my question to all of them is, how did your fathers get here on the island of Bahamas? And they can never answer the question truthfully because they know if they answer it truthfully, it goes back to the curses in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68, meaning you're not the descendants or children of Haile Selassie.
Right.
You are the Israelites. You've just taken on another religion. You need to repent.
So I would ask this question, following up with the Rastafarian who called, right? Is there space for Rastafari in
No space. No.
Or are the Rastafari Israelites also?
They are. But they're lost.
They're just lost.
They're lost.
Lost flock.
And you know what? And here's the thing. Because they come to us all the time. And they're our brothers. We love them. And they're very passionate. Mm-hmm. Okay? Just as we are. But this is what they can't provide. Solutions to get themselves out of the condition that they're in. We understand their history.
Captain, I have another call for you.
Yes,
but what about other African spiritualities? Are they able to...
We are the Israelites, brother.
Let's go to the call again. Go ahead, Colin. Can you hear me?
Yeah, this is me, call back. I want to know what kind of ridiculous question is the man asked about how we get over here. We get over here through the transatlantic slave trade.
Thank you. Let's read it again. Deuteronomy 28:68. Let's read it again.
He's going to engage right now.
Chapter 28, verse 68.
He's proving who we are, who he is. Go ahead.
And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again.
Mm-hmm.
And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you.
Deuteronomy 1:1. Let's see if Moses was talking to the Rastafarians.
Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 1. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel.
I want him to weave his way out of that. Mm.
I want to ask this question. The Rasta man asks, how did you choose which tribe, the tribe of Israel, are you from? Which tribe is your organization from? Because you know there's tribe of Dan, tribe of yes. Go, no, nah. The different 12 tribes. Which tribe is this we're dealing with?
So, when we read in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 49, okay, and we read in the books of Deuteronomy chapter 33. It just tells us in the last days where the majority of the tribes would be scattered to. Does that mean every single person there is of that tribe? I'm going to give you a little Bahama history, okay? There were Seminole Indians that escaped from Florida into the Bahamas to escape persecution. Right. Mm-hmm. You had the Gullah that were in Georgia and South Carolina that escaped into the Bahamas to escape persecution. You used to have the Taino Indians that were here, that were removed. You had Native Americans in the Northeast, what we call today Boston and New York and places like that, that were taken on slave ships down into the Caribbean. So does that mean every single person we see that's on these islands is of one tribe? No, but the Bible does explain that in the latter days, you will see the majority of the people that are in these different scattered places. And by the characteristics, you will be able to identify them. Okay? So everybody wants us to prove everything beyond a shadow of a doubt. They can't even prove who they are.
I like that. I like that. We have 7 minutes, Captain. I can ask you to make
salvation.
An
salvation. We still
Yes, salvation first. Yes, because
give me Hebrews 10:7, and then you give me
you all have no salvation inside your organization. If there's no salvation, there's no need for black people to join your, for lack of a better word, they say yours a cult.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
They would know
that's what
worship.
They say.
Yeah, they would know how do they worship. Bible. How do they worship God?
Okay.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7.
Listen to this.
Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book.
The Lord says he comes in the volume of the book. I had to read that first. Read on.
It is written of me.
It is written of who?
It is written of me.
Christ said the volume of the book is written of me. Go ahead.
To do thy will, O God.
So the reason we had to read that first is because we've been taught in our Christian churches not to read the Old Testament. But clearly Christ is saying, I come in the volume of the book. Now let's see how we get salvation.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
Salvation.
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
Do what?
Keep the commandments.
Uh-huh. So that's how we get it. One more. Matthew 10:22. One more, because we have some of our brothers and sisters thinking that they're already saved.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Mm-hmm. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved.
That's the man that shall be saved.
Sound like you still living under the law, the Old Testament religion. Surely salvation is New Testament religion. You can't get into heaven without Jesus.
You're right.
You ain't mentioned Jesus yet.
We just read the words of Jesus.
Old Testament.
He said he came in the volume of the book. See, hey.
Yeah.
Let's get Revelation.
You will follow the law.
Let's get Revelation.
And Revelation.
I live by grace. I can't afford the law. Strict, you know. That law is strict. You know that law is strict.
What can't you? So, T.A., are you telling me you can't let the hair on your head grow?
I mean, I'm being trying. It kind of boiling. But go ahead.
Revelation chapter 14 and verse 12.
Uh-huh.
Here is the patience of the saints. Mm-hmm. Here are they that keep the commandments of God.
So the commandments that you say are so hard. And
the faith of Jesus.
And the faith of Jesus Christ. That's why we say we are Israel united in Christ. Hmm.
So this is New Testament, CJ. The Bible verses we just read, the books was in the book of Matthew, in the book of Hebrews. These are all New Testament. I think we brought two precepts out of the Old Testament, but primarily, predominantly, we were bringing out what the captain was bringing out in Hebrews. Then we went to Matthew 19. This is Jesus Christ talking. He said, if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments.
As an African man, I believe in praise and worship. I believe in singing in songs, right? Mm-hmm. They said, sing us to a new song, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ought to sing. Give me one hymn. When United in Israel hymn.
You have any hymn? I'll give you one. Psalms 149.
You ought to sing. Do you all have praise and worship?
Yes.
The book of
songs. You know what? And we apologize. Our brother should have bought music. We've got a lot of music. Matter of fact, we will make sure you get a CD.
I like free things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The book of Psalms, chapter 149, and verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and the two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathens and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
That's the new song. I have 2 minutes, but I have a call. I always try to get people to engage you. So, producer, patch this caller through. Let me get this 2 minutes, and I can leave that last minute for you, Captain, to remind people where to see you again. Go ahead, caller. We have 30 seconds for you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
just a Rasta man, just to say, you know?
Go ahead.
Bobo. Mm-hmm. But everything these guys saying is basically everything we say, and if you were to say, check the history behind the pastor who started this organization, more than likely that's a former Bobo. Because he's saying basically everything we're saying, only thing different I could hear is they almost like Justin Selassie. You know, but other than that, they saying everything Bobo say. Everything.
I'm going to let them respond to you. Alike similar to other African-based religions, there seems to be commonality threads. Your precepts, right, resound. And you move from the religion, I know I threw that word in. Your precepts resound in a number of African religions. But I only have a minute. I just want to... You got to come back. So use your last minute.
We'll just give you one scripture. I'm going to show you the difference between us
remember
and
the minute.
Else.
Remember the minute. Remember
it's
the
just
minute.
One. It's one quick one. Read that.
1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3.
No, 1 Samuel.
1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 3.
Uh-huh.
Talk no more so exceeding proudly.
That's for my Rasta brother. Stop with the proud talk about Haile Selassie. Read.
Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth.
Uh-huh.
For the Lord is a God of knowledge, mm-hmm. and by him actions are weighed.
So when you see the men in purple, you see the works that we're doing.
Are you prepared to reason with Rastafari? I time to go.
For what?
No.
For what?
I just saying, I had to ask. Caller, we run out of time. I can invite the captain back when he's in town so we can challenge him some more. This has been... Quickly.
Okay, school location is again at East Street and All Purpose Way, right next to the Teachers Credit Union, National Health Insurance Building. Contact us at 823-8907 and or 676-9911.
That has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Captain Kevin.
Thank you very much.
Israel United in Christ. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.